An article in the following program contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, hey, welcome to Laugh Out Loud. My name is Charlie Gibbs. I'm your host. I'm also a volunteer for the Virginia Voice. Laugh Out Loud is where we go through the best satirical articles of the week, pulling from sources like the hardtimes.net, The Onion. If the Piedmont ever comes out with something new again, we'll go there. But a word of warning to you, we've never met a curse word we didn't like. So if you don't like, you know, F-bombs, S-bombs, C-bombs, whatever, words that end with, you know, CK, four-letter words, five-letter words, you get it, then this isn't your program. If you don't like those, maybe check out Ion Sports. I know that guy. He's cool. All right. First up, we've got guy from Jamiroquai taking up entire moving walkway at airport. From Denver, Jay Park from Jamiroquai was seen taking up the entire moving walkway at the Denver International Airport, leading to many frustrated customers rushing to get to their flights. Sources confirmed, quote, somehow using this moving walkway takes longer than the immobile floors, said Anya Robertson while rushing to her next flight. I like the Virtual Insanity music video as much as the next guy. You know what else I like? Getting to my plane on time. I had 10 minutes to get to my next flight. Now I have a 3-hour layover before I can get home because that guy won't stop doing his weird moonwalk dance thing up and down the walkway and knocking everyone's carry-on bags out of their hands. At this point, I just want to see what's under that enormous hat. End quote. Park had reportedly been there for hours practicing his choreography. Quote, I'm sorry, but this is the only way I can prepare for upcoming tours. You can't just buy 500-foot moving walkways at Home Depot, as one might think, said the longtime singer and lead dancer of Jamiroquai. I don't see what the big deal is, either. I'm just practicing my dance moves for a short 3 hours, and I brought some living room furniture and live cockroaches from home to fully immerse myself in the experience. After this, I'm going to treat myself to a Cinnabon and call it a day. End quote. Airport security guard Dustin Smith revealed that this was a regular occurrence on the moving walkway. Quote, this happens every goddamn time he's in town, said Smith. I keep telling the people at the checkpoint to not let him in, and he keeps getting in anyway. We tried asking him to please stop dancing, but he doesn't seem to register that we're there. Then we tried catching him, but he's a lot more nimble than he looks. Every time we get close to grabbing him, he just moves right out of our reach. We have elderly here. We have people with disabilities here. There are a lot of people who could really use that walkway. Does he even have a flight scheduled? End quote. At press time, multiple planes reportedly delayed their departure times, so passengers affected by Park's interference will have time to board. That was guy from Jamiroquai taking up entire moving walkway at airport. Next up, rude. My friend invited me to meet her baby, and the baby showed up completely unprepared. I've really been missing hangouts with my best friend ever since she had her baby. It's been nearly impossible for us to find time to get together, but luckily last week she finally invited me over to meet him. I was super excited to meet her, plus I'd finally get to meet the guy that's been bogarting every second of her free time. Knowing he's going to be a part of my bestie's life forever, I really wanted to make a good impression. I bought him a gift, put on a cute outfit, and went over to her place. But the little jerk showed up completely unprepared. I'd spent the past 6 days practicing pronouncing Ryder in the mirror so I could get it just right. I addressed him by name as soon as I saw him, but he called me Baba. He obviously couldn't be bothered to remember my name at all. Then he put his hand out, so I shook it. But he just let his hand hang there, completely disinterested. Also, his fingers were wet, which was pretty gross. And to be honest, a little disconcerting. I had brought him a stuffed Bluey on my friend's suggestion, so I whipped that out and handed it to him, hoping that might do the trick. He snatched it out of my hand, sucked on it, and then threw it on the floor. It started becoming pretty clear that he couldn't care less about me at all. He also kept ignoring me when I was speaking and just grabbed at my friend's breasts, which is wildly inappropriate. I mean, it's not the first time some creep has been trying to grab her boobs while we're hanging out, but it's crazy to be doing that in her own home. Eventually, I decided to just tell Ryder a bit more about myself and brought up some topics we might connect on, like a mutual love of dogs. He grabbed my phone when I showed him a picture of my puppy and then stuffed the phone down his pants. At that point, I'd had enough. I let my friend retrieve the phone from his diaper and then I said I had to go. The whole thing ended up being incredibly disappointing. I'm not trying to backseat parent, but she really needs to have a serious talk with him about how to treat her friends, especially if he ever wants to hang out with me again. But seeing as I'm the forgiving type, I'm willing to give him another chance when he has a slightly larger vocabulary, if he apologizes. That was rude. My friend invited me to meet her baby, and the baby showed up completely unprepared. Next up, AOL running man found unconscious after drug overdose at Chateau Marmont. From Los Angeles, the world-famous yellow AOL running man was reportedly found unconscious at the Chateau Marmont last night after an alleged drug overdose following a night of partying on the Sunset Strip, authorities reported. Quote, "Everyone can rest easy knowing the AOL running man is still with us," said the Chateau Marmont hotel manager Leonard Briggs. Upon discovering him passed out in the bathtub with a lit cigarette still resting between his fingers, our team performed CPR on him before an ambulance arrived to transport him to the nearest hospital. The Chateau is no stranger to this type of occurrence. We resuscitate dozens of celebrities a year. We can tell you we found several substances in his suite, including poppers, whippets, and heroin. It also looked like he arranged an Ethernet cable in the closet in an attempt at autoerotic asphyxiation. End quote. AOL representative Don Jenkins explained that AOL man may have been suffering from severe depression. Quote, "We're happy to hear that AOL man is in stable condition and is being cared for by the best doctors at UCLA Medical Center," said Jenkins. This event, however, comes as no surprise, seeing as AOL man has become irrelevant to the collective consciousness. After 2005, most people stopped relying on dial-up, and AOL man turned to nostalgia-based income sources. He began making appearances at Comic-Con and even signed up for Cameo to make some extra cash. He recently confided in us about missing the high he used to get from slamming doors when kicking users offline. He didn't think he'd ever come close to that feeling again. End quote. Lead physician at UCLA Medical Center Phoebe Trin stressed how important it will be for AOL man to focus on recovery. Quote, "AOL man is in good hands, but he'll need time to recover," Trin explained. "After pumping his stomach and assessing his general health, it looks like we will need to correct his deviated septum and perform rectal reconstruction surgery due to the amount of drugs he was putting into every orifice of his body. We would say it's quite a conservative amount of procedures considering how much ketamine he's boofed," end quote. AOL man's PR team announced he will enter rehab for the next 3 months at an exclusive facility for early internet personalities, including Jeeves, Napster Cat, and the Dancing Baby. That was AOL running man found unconscious after drug overdose at Chateau Marmont. Next up, Eric Clapton announces Tears in Heaven now about Jesus being sad, people still taking vaccine. From Surrey, England, musician Eric Clapton surprised everyone by announcing that his 1992 hit song, Tears in Heaven, is now about the Messiah's despair that people are still using vaccines to combat COVID-19, confirmed sources who hadn't heard that track in years. Quote, "This song was originally written to help me cope with my son Connor's sudden passing. stated Clapton as he Venmoed more royalty checks to RFK Jr.'s presidential campaign. But as time went on and my heart started to heal from the loss, a new pain started to develop after taking that evil AstraZeneca shot, which is why the song is now about the Heavenly Father crying that his ignorant children on Earth are still taking this poison. I feel very connected to Jesus since we're all made from God's image, especially me, so what cooler way to educate the masses about the scamdemic than with the collaboration of two powerful spiritual forces. End quote. Longtime fan and nurse Patricia Healy expressed confusion about the song's new meaning. Quote, "This tune used to resonate with me because I also lost someone close, but I'm not sure I really get the message anymore," said Healy. "I know firsthand that the vaccine saved millions of lives, so I don't agree with it with changing its meaning. Plus, how the hell am I supposed to connect with it, knowing that it's now some weird anti-vax Christian rock hybrid? I'm vaccinated and an avowed atheist. Plus, I don't buy him ever working with Jesus, not because I question his faith, but because Jesus is technically a foreigner, and we all know Clapton's thoughts on that," end quote.
God.
Music expert Taylor Broody says it's not uncommon for artists to reinterpret their songs as they age. Quote, "It's very normal for the meanings of songs to evolve as artists gain more life experience," Broody stated. "That's why the best songs are ones that keep their meaning vague, so they have a wider appeal. But a song like this was so specific to Clapton's life that it makes it difficult to accept that it's now about something completely different, transforming what was once a beautiful tribute to a lost soul to now something that your drunk uncle would say after he downed a bottle of Wild Turkey," end quote. At press time, Clapton also announced that his cover of I Shot the Sheriff will now be about what he'll do to any law enforcement officials who even think about implementing another mask mandate. That was Eric Clapton announces Tears in Heaven, now about Jesus being sad people still taking vaccine. Next up, Trump brags about latest cognitive test after crushing kids' menu maze. From Hazleton, Pennsylvania, former President Trump took time during a campaign rally to brag about successfully completing another cognitive test after finishing the puzzles on a Denny's kids menu, quote, "without any help whatsoever," end quote, dazzled sources confirmed. Quote, "I'm sitting there, in front of me, the most beautiful moons over Miami you've ever seen. But I said, I'm not eating until those words are unjumbled," Trump said, or Trump explained. "They have a picture. It's a cow. And it says, what sound does a cow make? Moo. And I got it right away. It was unbelievable. The waitress, really thick woman, said no one had done that before. She was stunned. Even the line cook, who was very busy, by the way, stopped doing what he was doing. And he came over to shake my hand with tears in his eyes and said, I want to personally thank you for leading the Grand Slams through the maze to the breakfast island. End quote. Denny's waitress Liana Flores had a different interpretation of the events. Quote, he went through about 30 menus, but he would crumble each one up and eat it so no one saw his mistakes, said Flores, after it became clear he was not going to be able to solve any of the puzzles on his own. One of his handlers approached another table and stole a completed menu from a 6-year-old, claiming Trump had verbally classified it. He also kept referring to me as Liana Denny. I assume Trump thinks everyone who works at Denny's is also named Denny? End quote. A former White House aide who wished to remain anonymous claimed all of Trump's recent cognitive tests had actually been brain teasers and puzzles for children. Quote, the truth is, the majority of President Trump's cognitive tests were either printouts from PBS's website, taken from the back of cereal boxes, or ripped out of a couple of coloring books I picked up at Harris Teeter, end quote, explained the anonymous aide. Quote, Trump was desperate for anything that would show his supposed intelligence. But every time he took a real test, he bombed it like it was a pair of his diapers after 3 Big Macs. We got the idea of using kids' puzzles after Trump met my son, who asked him, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Trump was so impressed by the tongue twister that he made my 8-year-old deputy secretary of agriculture, end quote. At press time, several mentally unstable dorks rushed to comment on this very article with some variation of, quote, "Durr, what about Biden?" end quote. That was Trump brags about latest cognitive tests after crushing kids' menu maze. Next up, elder millennial enters start every conversation by describing most recent injury phase of life cycle. From Tonawanda, New York, 39-year-old Kyle Lowe recently began a new and horrifying phase of his adulthood, where he now almost exclusively begins any interaction by describing some sort of pain or illness he's currently experiencing. Sources who all of a sudden have this thing going on with their sciatica confirmed. Quote, "I don't know what happened. It's like one minute I'm a spry young whippersnapper treating my body with reckless abandon, and the next I'm being quoted on the record using the word whippersnapper," explained Lowe. "The other day, a friend of mine in their 20s asked me how I was doing, and I spent half an hour making crunching noises. I spent half an hour making crunching noises with my mouth to simulate what my knees sounded like after I stepped on an uneven sidewalk 2 weeks ago. It's like I'm trapped in some kind of fragile old person hell," end quote. Geriatrician Marjorie Pampalampa, MD, gave a medical perspective on Mr. Lowe's conversational development. Quote, "This phase is a natural part of the human life cycle. Just because the vast majority of millennials still can't afford health insurance doesn't mean they don't age the same as previous generations," began Pampalampa. "Frankly, I'm glad that it is natural for human beings to, at a certain point, start every conversation with talk about their medical failings. It's good training for when they come into my office and have to explain what stupid thing they did to injure themselves," end quote. Despite most professionals' optimism in regards to aging, very, very, very old man Jefferson Crackers affirmed that everything only gets so much worse from here. Quote, "Oh boy, you think it's bad now? Wait until you hit the point when you start every conversation by mentioning which of your friends died that week," hooted Mr. Crackers while slipping into a bathtub filled with Bengay. "All you can really hope for is that nothing really horrifically embarrassing happens to you, because you will still talk about any injury regardless. That's how everyone found out that I had to have my wooden butt replaced with an aluminum one after those darn beavers wouldn't stop chewing on it," end quote. At press time, Lowe was seen taking a deep interest in comparing ankle braces, which he does not yet need, but feels that, quote, "you can never be too careful," end quote. That was elder millennial enters start every conversation by describing most recent injury phase of life cycle. Next up, switching gears to The Onion, Eric Trump, only potential juror uninformed enough to serve at father's trial. From New York, noting that the former president's high-profile antics had made it exceedingly difficult to move ahead with the case, sources confirmed Monday that Eric Trump was the only potential juror uninformed enough to serve at his father's trial. Quote, "While the majority of other individuals in the pool were immediately disqualified for having too strong of a bias either for or against the former president, Donald Trump's son Eric was the most oblivious, ignorant person we'd seen," end quote, said court clerk James Deacon, adding that out of hundreds of prospective jurors of all ages, genders, races, and incomes, Eric Trump was the only person who was unable to answer a single question about his father's employment, his financial crimes, or his 4 years as president of the United States. Quote, "Despite being the president's son, Eric could not say for certain whether he had ever attended a Trump rally, what Donald Trump did for a living, or what political party he belonged to. In fact, when we asked Eric if he knew his own first or last name, he just stared at us and drooled. Unfortunately, that makes him the most qualified potential juror in all of Manhattan," end quote. At press time, Eric Trump had been disqualified from the jury after Donald Trump walked into the court, at which point Eric stood up, began to cheer, and repeatedly yelled, quote, "That's my daddy! That's my daddy!" End quote. That was Eric Trump, only potential juror uninformed enough to serve at father's trial. And likely finally tonight, the official motto of every state. These short phrases were crafted perfectly to encapsulate, or to perfectly encapsulate, each state's repulsive residents and atrocious history. The Onion examines the official motto of every state. Alabama, sister licking good. I missed Alaska. Here we go. Alaska, anxiously awaiting death's icy embrace. Arizona, brought to you by Viagra. Arkansas, sass is in our name, Miss Thang. California, there's tits and ass in them hills. Colorado, avalanche. Connecticut, sound of the ice in an empty scotch glass being shaken at the housekeeper. Delaware, hey, you've got to embezzle your money somewhere. Florida, N.A., Latin motto repealed for being too foreign. Georgia, ominous banjo sounds. Hawaii, E alu alu au ayu anama ama Hilton. Hawaiian for please enjoy your stay at the Hilton. Idaho, he who controls the potatoes controls the masses. Illinois, I could eat. Indiana, we're telling God on you. Iowa, born to corn. Kansas, add Pizza Hut per aspera. Kentucky, in giant horse cock we trust. Louisiana, land of unbreakable levees. Maine, my father was a lobsterman. My father's father was a lobsterman, and my father's father's father was a lobsterman. Maryland, all shall bow before the mighty claw. Massachusetts, we don't understand why we pay this much to live here either. Michigan, don't drink the water. Minnesota, hope and dreams. Mississippi, probably best not to look too deeply into our past. Missouri, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Montana, in the mountains, no one can hear you scream. Nebraska, there are fates worse than death. Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER, help for problem gaming, or gambling. New Hampshire, live free or, well, not exactly die, because that would be catastrophizing, which our therapist has us working on, but certainly live a slightly worse life. New Jersey, liberty and prosperity, or your money back. New Mexico, the screensaver state. New York, hey, I'm Excelsior in here. North Carolina, we call police. North Dakota, good afternoon. I am required by law to inform you that I, the state of North Dakota, am a registered sex offender. Ohio, if it bleeds, it breeds. Oklahoma, closed on Tuesdays. Oregon, dude, that shit must be laced. Pennsylvania, where God's bounty is stuffed with French fries and covered in melted cheese. Rhode Island, too small to read. South Carolina, ultra MAGA not vaxxed 1A, 2A retired. South Dakota, in gosh we trust. Tennessee, the birthplace of car commercial music. Texas, unleash your child rearing side. Utah, the planet Kolob of the West. Vermont, 0 days since penis stuck in sap hole. Virginia, star, tilde, star, tilde, star. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes. Yeah. Star, tilde, star, tilde, star. Washington, what do you mean you're not an REI member? West Virginia, property of Jim Justice. Wisconsin, we're good to drive, seriously. Wyoming, one geyser to rule us all. That was the official motto of every state. All right, we got one more. O.J. Simpson allowed to remain living after coffin doesn't fit. From Las Vegas, with onlookers gasping as the former football star made a big show of being too big for the casket, O.J. Simpson was reportedly allowed to remain alive Thursday after his coffin didn't fit. Quote, if the coffin doesn't fit, you must let him live a bit. End quote, said O.J. eulogizer Tommy Loughran, who advocated for Simpson to continue living despite evidence that the coffin had shrunk after previously getting wet. Quote, any DNA found in the casket that appears to be Mr. Simpson's, I believe, was the result of contamination. It would be existential malpractice to allow Mr. Simpson to die, knowing full well that this coffin was not made for him. End quote. Now, press time, Simpson went on a media blitz promoting his escape from death. That was O.J. Simpson allowed to remain living after coffin doesn't fit. And that is all the time we have for Laugh Out Loud this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Gibbs for the Virginia Voice. This program airs Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. and is rebroadcast at 3:30 a.m. Monday, if you're awake. It's also available whenever you're available at, I'll wait, get a pen. There's one right there. It's right next to you. There it is. Got it. www.virginiavoice.org. Till next time, LOL.